Our guest editor today is the former chief executive of the Stock Exchange, Dame Clara Furse. She's of Dutch origin and had a peripatetic childhood, but she says she's a great admirer of Britain's unique traditions, its commercial acuity and its great companies. But she finds that the British are far less likely than other nationalities to celebrate their successes. Dame Clara wondered what's behind the British tendency to self-deprecation and whether it is a virtue or a vice. I spoke to the Times columnist Matthew Paris, who used to be a Conservative MP, and to Lucy Kellaway, who writes for the Financial Times. I asked Lucy whether she thought British business people lost out when selling themselves and what they do overseas.
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I think we were all brought up to believe that boasting was wicked. And I mean, I remember my parents saying to me that there was a man who was really brilliant, and the great thing about him was that you'd never, ever know it. That was how we were brought up. And so it really doesn't come naturally to us to say, look at me, I'm brilliant. But if you're in a competitive environment, you actually have to do that. It's very, very depressing, but there's no way around it.
And so we lose out as a result, do you think?
Yeah, I think we do lose out, because if you've got to choose between two people and one of them saying, I'm just a sort of silly old duffer, and the other one saying, I'm highly intelligent, super motivated, here are some of the things that I've achieved, which one do you go for?
But this is a completely outdated characterisation of British businessmen. British businessmen don't go around saying, I'm just a silly old duffer. I mean, that's a sort of patrician public school upper class self-deprecation, which still does exist in certain classes in Britain, but not a class which is particularly well represented amongst businessmen. If you listen to British businessmen and women in saloon bars anywhere, they're just as boastful, just as arrogant as anybody else. And in the end, you buy and sell on the quality of your product, not on whether people think you're self-deprecating or not.
So, Matthew, you don't think there's something that's in the British character that means we're born or brought up in a way to be self-effacing and self-deprecating?
There is, I suppose, still a residual apparent modesty about British people that you don't always meet among foreigners. But if you really want an area where people are not particularly modest, and anyway, where the manner a person may approach a conversation or contractual arrangements, an area where that wouldn't matter, it would be business. You're judged in business on the quality of the product. No one's going to take the slightest bit of notice whether you seem a slightly self-deprecating sort of character or a slightly boastful character. They look at what you're offering.
Segment 1. Our guest editor today is the former chief executive of the Stock Exchange, Dame Clara Furse. She's of Dutch origin and had a peripatetic childhood, but she says she's a great admirer of Britain's unique traditions, its commercial acuity and its great companies. But she finds that the British are far less likely than other nationalities to celebrate their successes. Dame Clara wondered what's behind the British tendency to self-deprecation and whether it is a virtue or a vice. I spoke to the Times columnist Matthew Paris, who used to be a Conservative MP, and to Lucy Kellaway, who writes for the Financial Times. I asked Lucy whether she thought British business people lost out when selling themselves and what they do overseas.
Segment 2.
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I think we were all brought up to believe that boasting was wicked. And I mean, I remember my parents saying to me that there was a man who was really brilliant, and the great thing about him was that you'd never, ever know it. That was how we were brought up. And so it really doesn't come naturally to us to say, look at me, I'm brilliant. But if you're in a competitive environment, you actually have to do that. It's very, very depressing, but there's no way around it.
And so we lose out as a result, do you think?
Yeah, I think we do lose out, because if you've got to choose between two people and one of them saying, I'm just a sort of silly old duffer, and the other one saying, I'm highly intelligent, super motivated, here are some of the things that I've achieved, which one do you go for?
Segment 3.
But this is a completely outdated characterisation of British businessmen. British businessmen don't go around saying, I'm just a silly old duffer. I mean, that's a sort of patrician public school upper class self-deprecation, which still does exist in certain classes in Britain, but not a class which is particularly well represented amongst businessmen. If you listen to British businessmen and women in saloon bars anywhere, they're just as boastful, just as arrogant as anybody else. And in the end, you buy and sell on the quality of your product, not on whether people think you're self-deprecating or not.
Segment 4.
So, Matthew, you don't think there's something that's in the British character that means we're born or brought up in a way to be self-effacing and self-deprecating?
There is, I suppose, still a residual apparent modesty about British people that you don't always meet among foreigners. But if you really want an area where people are not particularly modest, and anyway, where the manner a person may approach a conversation or contractual arrangements, an area where that wouldn't matter, it would be business. You're judged in business on the quality of the product. No one's going to take the slightest bit of notice whether you seem a slightly self-deprecating sort of character or a slightly boastful character. They look at what you're offering.